This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Midwest Truck and Trailer Show will be taking place February 6th and 7th at the Peoria Civic Center. I spoke with Midwest Truckers Association President Don Schaefer for more information.
Starting 2 weeks from Thursday and 2 weeks from Friday and Saturday, the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show is in Peoria at the Peoria Civic Center. This is the 51st annual Truck and Trailer Show. It's been in Springfield, it's been in Decatur, and now it's been in Peoria for the last 10 years.
In addition to talks and getting to look at equipment, there are also opportunities for a bit of fun. You guys do a little bit of interesting things at the truck show.
You know, it's kind of fun because what we do, of course, we have what's called the Truckers Pride Truck Beauty Contest. Truckers Pride, this will be the 8th year that we've done this, and it is bringing in the finalists of trucks that have been nominated, both work trucks and show trucks, and people show them off. I mean, it brings in some absolutely beautiful trucks. You'd be surprised that these are trucks that are actually on the road that people drive, but then we also have show trucks, and these trucks are a lot of chrome, a lot of polish, absolutely customized, beautiful paint jobs, and we bring them in. We bring in 26 of the finalists for the two categories, and we have a juried process to select the first and second place for different categories, for the new trucks, the older trucks, and then the antique trucks. We also have a People's Choice Award, first and second place. Everybody who comes to the truck show gets the vote for the best looking, their favorite trucks. And we also award a first and second place for that. So it's a great opportunity, you know, for these guys to show off their trucks. And they bring them in a day early, so it gives them a whole extra day to clean them up. And they take up a good place, a good piece of the truck show floor. Also, what we do, though, is have the Truckers Pinewood Derby. The Truckers Pinewood Derby is something we started just a couple of years ago. If you've ever been a Cub Scout or the parent of a Cub Scout, you know what Pinewood Derby is. Well, what we have here, though, is Pinewood Derby using semi-truck models. And the same thing. They're the balsa wood. You build them, you decorate them, and you go all through the same rules and regulations that you do with a regular Pinewood Derby car. We got the Pinewood Derby track, and we run those. We have those time trials on Friday, and we run the races on Saturday. We'll probably have about 30 of those, probably maybe more than that. And it's open to all ages. We have people as young as 6-7 years old, and we've got old guys, you know, 60 years old, that make their Pinewood Derby cars and trucks, I should say, and bring them in. And really, it's amazing that the decorating that a lot of the people do to make them look exactly like their own truck. So it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we got bleachers set up, and we've got it's really fun Saturday afternoon when we do that. And we give trophies away and prizes and everything. And it's fun because then it raises money for Special Olympics and for the Boy Scouts. So it serves two purposes. Lots of fun.
And do you remember who last year's winner of that was?
Last year's winner was a young girl from Lincoln. She beat everybody. I mean, it was wonderful because here you've got guys who made these cars, made these trucks, who really, you know, high-tech and everything like that. And we also had a dark horse. We had this young girl who came in and built her truck, and the truck smoked everybody. So it was kind of fun. Actually, second year in a row, because the year before that, we had another young girl from Dupo, and She did the same thing, and hers was painted pink, and it also smoked everybody, and it won the year before. So it'll be a lot of competition this year to see who wins. But it's fun. I mean, it's part of the fun we have at the Truck and Trailer Show, and it's really geared toward the family. So, I mean, there's a lot of things for the families to do. You know, there's face painting and all that kind of stuff. But there's also stuff for mom and dad to do, to look at all the equipment, look at the services, go to the sessions, and really, you know, make it a full day or 2 days or whatever that they want to make it.
Well, it certainly sounds like a lot of fun, and I guess we'll see if the ladies will keep the title for the Pinewood Derby this year, too.
Yeah, the competition's tough, but we'll see.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. We'll hear more from Schaefer coming up after this. While there are plenty of fun and games to be had at the Midwest Truck Show in Peoria on February 6th and 7th, there are also more serious breakout sessions and other events.
Great opportunity for truck operators to see all the latest equipment, see the latest services, and what's available for their truck operations. And it's not just for trucking companies. It's for anybody who has trucks. And it's a free show. So come on up. I mean, you can walk in the door and there's no charge and spend a day there. I mean, there's upwards of 200 exhibit spaces. And a lot of equipment, a lot of new exhibitors too.
And it's not just about sales and equipment, but there are also talks about what is going on governmental heights with regulations.
There's a lot of during the truck show is held in conjunction with our convention for the Midwest Truckers Association. We have we cram a lot of sessions in, especially on Friday and Saturday. Update truck operators on the latest rules and regulations, both on the state and federal level. A lot that have to do with, truck size, truck weight, regulations regarding hours of service, tax issues, safety issues, goes on and on and on. But it's really a great opportunity because we bring a lot of experts in who know a lot of things. And we don't profess to know it all, but we get the people there who do. And it is really informative. And a lot of people tell you that they learn more in those 2 days than they learn about trucking all year. So it's a great opportunity for anyone who has trucks to come up, learn a lot, have a good time, see the latest stuff out there, and really feel like that they've done something that well worth their time.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Truck and Trailer Show before we go on here? Go over the dates and times again, maybe?
Again, the Truck and Trailer Show is Friday, February 6th and Saturday, February 7th. The show runs from 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock on Friday, and on Saturday it runs from 9 o'clock until 4. It's at the Peoria Civic Center in downtown Peoria, right off I-74. You can get tickets. They're free. You can get them at just about any truck stop, any of the truck dealers. Or if you want to, you can go online. You can go to MidwestTruckShow.com. Or you can also just get a ticket when you go up there to Peoria, and you can get one right there. But again, it's free admission, and there's no charge to get in. If you got extra couple thousand dollars sitting around, you can buy, you know, a lot of stuff, you know. And that's one thing the dealers like when they go there, because most of them sell their equipment, and they sell their trucks and trailers while they're there at the show. So it's always a productive one for the exhibitors.
So if there's any equipment you've been eyeing up, perhaps the Truck and Trailer Show is the place to get it.
And all the major truck lines are there. Most of the trailer lines are there also. And a lot of the suppliers, parts dealers, computers, insurance, you name it, it's there. So it's a one-stop shop for anyone who wants to come in.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.